Governor Janet Mills and two environmental groups are signing on to Central Maine Power's bid to build a controversial new transmission line through western Maine's forests. That significantly broadens the coalition of interests supporting the project. But as Fred Bever reports, the deal is also drawing fire from other environmental groups, grassroots opponents, and some renewable energy developers in Maine.
The New England Clean Energy Connect, as it's called, would bring electricity from Canada's vast dam system through Maine to serve Massachusetts customers, enough electricity to power a million homes. Governor Janet Mills has now formally signed on to an agreement among supporters that includes a variety of incentives that CMP and Hydro-Québec are offering.
That stipulation importantly includes substantial benefits to the Maine economy, substantial benefits to Maine ratepayers, and substantial benefits in our efforts to combat climate change across this state and across the region.
Those include a $140 million subsidy for residential and business electricity bills doled out over 40 years. There's another $50 million specifically geared to helping low-income Mainers reduce energy costs. $10 million would go to deployed broadband in towns that would host the transmission line. And tens of millions would be spent over time to help Mainers convert their homes from high-polluting oil furnaces to low-polluting electric heat pumps, to buy electric vehicles, and to install EV charging stations around the state. At a press conference at Portland's Jetport, Mills held up a gray one-pound block of carbon to demonstrate how much carbon dioxide she believes New England would stop emitting each year, thanks to the influx of low-polluting Canadian hydropower.
Nearly 80 million of these one-pound cubes of carbon no longer emitted into our atmosphere. To me, that's significant.
Despite such claims about the benefits of drawing in Canadian hydropower, a similar project proposed in New Hampshire was strongly opposed by environmental groups. But one of those former foes, the Conservation Law Foundation, says it now believes that Massachusetts' purchase of the Hydro-Québec electricity will significantly help to move the region towards a zero-emissions future. Sean Mahoney directs CLF's Maine chapter.
We know that Hydro-Québec has publicly filed for the necessary approvals in Quebec to increase the capacity of their existing facilities by up to 750 megawatts of power. That means replacing old turbines, adding additional turbines, and creating additional efficiencies at their existing facilities.
And CMP says it will take action to ensure that the big pulse of hydropower doesn't make it harder for Maine-based renewable energy to get onto the regional grid. Even with those perks, Mahoney acknowledges that there will be trade-offs.
We're going to be faced with a host of difficult decisions over the next two or three decades as we try and get our arms around the impending disaster of climate change.
But for opponents, the transmission project itself remains the clear and present danger.
The settlement agreement is just window dressing. It does nothing to address the fundamental problems with this project.
Nick Bennett is staff scientist at the Natural Resources Council of Maine. He says the project would bisect and disturb wildlife habitat through a roughly 50-mile stretch of Maine's western forest. And while CMP and Hydro-Québec will profit, Bennett says, there is no proof in the record that globally carbon dioxide emissions will be reduced. Instead, he and many opponents argue Hydro-Québec could simply reroute to Massachusetts electricity that it's now selling to other markets.
And therefore, it will not have a significant climate benefit. And so Maine is going to take a big hit to the western part of the state and its environment, essentially for nothing.
In addition to NRCM, the transmission project is opposed by the Appalachian Mountain Club and Trout Unlimited, and it's run up against a robust grassroots network of residents and businesses along the proposed corridor and beyond. They are joined by renewable power and fossil fuel generators, which believe the project will hurt their position in the marketplace. For CMP, which has struggled to retain public trust in recent years, adding CLF and another environmental group, the Acadia Center, to the list of project supporters is an important milestone.
The Office of Public Advocate, the Governor's Office, from the Industrial Energy Consumers Groups, they all speak for different and important constituencies in Maine. And they're making a good, solid, informed decision to support the project. I think that's going to give a lot of people comfort.
There are hurdles ahead. Even if utility and environmental regulators here and in Massachusetts approve the project, some Maine lawmakers are teeing up legislation that could stall or even kill the project. The governor's newly vocal support, though, could signal a tough road for those efforts. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.